Okay, so Microsoft just open sourced this thing called PG underscore durable.
The name sounds like a gym membership.
Right? But it's a Postgres extension that runs durable workflows straight inside the database.
So like temporal, but for SQL?
Exactly. No more stitching together cron jobs and message queues just to make a long SQL function fault tolerant. They're saying you define the whole workflow in SQL, retries, fan out, all that, and the extension just handles it. Crashes, restarts, it resumes from the last checkpoint.
Wait, so the database is now also the orchestrator?
Yep. And they've got these operators like pipe arrow equals and tilde greater than.
Of course they do.
Anyway, how was the flight in?
Late. Then the metro was a parking lot. I swear DC traffic gets worse every time I visit.
You could have just stayed in LA with me. We've got sun and also the 405.
Tempting, but then who'd keep you from hyping every new Microsoft repo and exporting next?
Fair. But this was actually kind of neat. The example they gave is a durable function that processes documents and steps, updates a table, all in one SQL chain.
Okay. So it checkpoints the state in Postgres tables?
Yep. And if the DB crashes mid-workflow, it picks up where it left off.
Right. And they're positioning it for vector embedding pipelines with PG vector, scheduled maintenance, stuff that talks to external APIs.
I mean, that's the dream, right? All your ETL and background jobs just live in SQL.
Or the nightmare. You ever tried debugging a sprawling SQL workflow after it dies?
Cody.
I'm just saying, if the workflow's complex enough, you're still gonna want logs, metrics, maybe a UI, and now it's all inside Postgres.
But for teams that are already all in on Postgres, this could cut out a ton of glue code.
Sure. If your workflows aren't that gnarly.
They built it on these Rust libraries, Deroxide and Deroxide PG.
So now your Postgres extension has a Rust dependency chain to maintain.
I think the trade-off's worth it for the right use case.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm gonna go play with it this weekend. If it works, I'm pitching it for the next embedding pipeline.
And if it doesn't?
Then I'll complain about it on episode 477.